Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to ViaHemp, ViaHemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, you know, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, y'all have been seeing this woman all over TikTok, all over your Instagram. You're brave to come on this show because, boy, do people have thoughts about you, Hayley Michelle, the paranormal princess and friend, I think just friend, of Tammy Slayton, famous Tammy Slayton of Thousand Pound Sisters. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. For the past 2 weeks, we've been seeing you on Tammy's Instagram, and boy, do people have questions. And do they have comments?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. I'm going to come out guns blazing here. Are you using Tammy Slayton?
Absolutely not. I've made my own success. I've made my own name way before Tammy. And honestly, I don't think she would want to hang out with me if I wasn't that cool. Honestly. Not in a mean way, but if I was just some random Joe off the street, I doubt she would get together with me and feel comfortable with me and build that friendship, honestly.
So because you already have a pretty big profile, you have over 2 million followers on TikTok. You have an enormous.
Yeah, absolutely. I have almost 3 million, and I'm not saying this in any mean way at all, but I have more followers than Tammy. So it hurts me to hear people, you know, saying I'm using her when I already made somewhat of a step for my own self. And I feel like people don't understand that we're friends, and also friends like to collaborate. I'm not the one who was just wanting to do the videos. Tammy was as well. She's ready to show off her new self.
Yeah. You had said, because I had done a video and I thought it was brave of you. You came on and you defended yourself. You said, I'm not using Tammy. And the other thing people accused you of is they believe that you two are in a relationship. So are you? And you came on my TikTok and I thought this was good. You said, I've been married to my husband. I'm not sure if it's a decade. But so can you clarify that? Because people do believe that you two are in a lesbian relationship.
I can clear up that I've been with my husband for 10 years, happily married. Tammy's met Trevor as well. And I will say, I am a gushy friend. I will hug you and pinch your cheeks and kiss your cheeks and love you. And I can get where they see, whoa, they're touchy feely. It's just because I'm a lovey-dovey friend, and I always have been.
So, are you guys okay? My other thing was maybe you all are auditioning for another season of Sister Wives. Would you ever consider doing a throuple with you, Tammy, and the hubby?
Absolutely not. No way. I love Tammy so much. I will say I am bisexual. I will just go and throw that out there. But when I see someone too much as a friend and almost like she's like a family member, I just couldn't do it. No way.
Were you surprised by, I mean, you also got very attacked this week for people saying, because there's a famous picture now that's gone super viral. I mean, people, it's on people.com, it's Daily Mail, and it's Tammy in a bathing suit, you sitting next to her, you girls are poolside, and people came for you over that. If this was her friend, she shouldn't have released this photo because Tammy looks so different, right? She's lost over 400 pounds. I mean, so.
Right.
And I did a follow-up video about this, which I'll talk about. But what did you think of that reaction when people said you should not have put that photo out?
I would have never, ever, ever put that photo out if Tammy said, I do not feel comfortable with it. We knew going into it, sitting there in our bathing suits, it was her first time in a hot tub. She was so proud, her first time. And I was like, she was wearing this cover up at first. And I said, girl, take it off. We're the only ones in here. Feel comfortable. Feel yourself. Look how far you made it. And then she's like, let's take some pictures. And I said, you know, these will be like all over People magazine tomorrow, right? She even said, yes, I know they will. I showed her the picture and I was like, let's post it. And she collaborated on the Instagram post. So we were posting it together. I did not expect it to get that big, honestly. In some ways, yes, because Tammy is showing off her new body. But like I said, 100% both of her ideas. If she said no, that I do not feel comfortable with that. You think she'd be friends with me if I just posted a very like, I don't know, revealing outfit on? Like she's never posted anything like that before. I would never do it without her permission at all.
How is Tammy doing with the response from that? Not only that photo, but you girls, I think, just went on a girls' trip. And so you released other pictures. And like you said, they were kind of touchy-feely. So people had all kinds of speculation. How is Tammy doing with the comments?
She is so much stronger than I am. I feel like I'm the one reaching out to her more and being like, oh my gosh, they're saying this, they're saying that. And she honestly says, do not read the comments. She is just, feel like she's used to it. So she's trying to help me through it. And I'm trying not to read the comments, but here and there, one will peek through. And when you mentioned I stood up for myself, I just couldn't sit there anymore and just be bashed. I just couldn't do it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm on here today.
Yeah, I mean, they were raw. They were really brutal. And I did a follow-up comment or video for people to really make people aware that you will never be big enough and you'll never be small enough for people. Because for 5 years, people have, oh my God, they have attacked Tammy and Amy on that show. Lose weight, lose weight. You don't want to lose weight. You'd rather die. Here she is. I mean, and I want to
She
find out.
finally lost it.
She's lost it, and now people are like, "Oh my God, you don't look the same. You look skeletal. This is Ozempic, Tammy." I'm like, and thank
It's
God
like
there
you
were.
can't win.
You can't win. You can't win. So thank God she is strong enough to realize. Like now,
I'm
people
so
are
strong about that.
okay. Good. Good.
Oh my gosh, I wish I had some of that with her. It's almost like a brush off the shoulder. It's nothing to her at all. And I'm over here just kind of. The first few days, I'm not gonna lie, were really hard for me. Like I was getting death threats. Yeah. I don't know what I'm allowed to say on here, but someone said they're gonna come to my house and slit my throat.
What the fuck? Over what? Over being friends?
Over.
Over the idea they thought you were using her?
Yes. Like I swear they would take any picture or any video and study it and point out anything they can't. Anything. Like even if they got over the clout chasing, they'd be like, they said to me, oh, I saw this comment yesterday. us having breakfast together, okay? They said, you're not a good influence on Tammy. Look at all that gravy on her plate. Tammy is like 37 or 38 years old. I'm 30. She's older than me. She can walk and she can get her own breakfast. I never put a bunch of gravy on her plate. But apparently I'm a bad friend because she was eating a lot of food. And she really wasn't. She's so peckish about her food. And it doesn't matter. I don't know why they're coming after us about what we had for breakfast.
And by the way, a healthy life and a healthy weight is about food moderation. There shouldn't be good and bad foods. You should be able to eat every food. It's about eating smaller amounts, balancing that out with other things that are healthy. And clearly Tammy's doing that because she's lost.
Oh my gosh, yes.
How much weight has she lost? You know, we read in the tabloids it's 440 pounds. Is that accurate? Do you think it's more? Do you think it's less?
Okay, well, I remember watching the beginning of the season. I don't know how much she's gained since that first episode, because we were watching it together, and it said she was 605 pounds, and she told me she is now around 230 pounds. Yeah, so I don't know the math there, but that's a huge – she walked. We walked everywhere. We walked around the park. We stood for a long time. We walked through antique stores and –
I'm so proud of
she
her.
She did so good. Yeah.
So proud of her. Wow. She's around 200. I'm sorry. Did you say 260? 200. That's like amazing.
30.
230 pounds. Oh my God. Wait. Okay. So people were also asking this. Does Tammy have a goal number in mind? I can't remember if she said it or not. Does she have a goal weight?
She did kind of mention that to me, but I can't remember exactly. She's trying to focus on that for hopefully the future once she finally is able to get her skin removal.
Yes.
I don't know when that's going to happen or if it's going to happen, but I think she's still working to lose extra weight. So that can be the next thing she does.
Well, yes, because I know friends that have had gastric and they were like around the 400 mark and they've had skin removal surgery, but you have to lose all that you want to lose tell you. So, well, okay.
She's still pushing for sure. And she's doing her exercises and yeah.
Why don't you explain to everyone, how did the two of you meet, since there is so much interest right now on you guys?
Right, right.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it up into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Well, we met a few years ago. I am not sure if she reached out to me or I reached out to her, but I do spiritual readings, which I have just now had to take a break from because it's just getting overwhelming. She came to me for a reading, and I couldn't believe it was her. I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, hey, like, this is fun. And then she just, after her reading, she's like, do you mind if we just stay in touch? I was like, of course. She was trying to get more into her spiritual side of life. So she always messaged me with questions and just any daily questions she may have, be even besides of, hey, can you tell me what's going on in my future? Just like, hey, would this crystal work well for me if I can't sleep? Like, just simple questions. And then I have haunted dolls behind me. She started getting into haunted dolls. And she actually, I gifted her a couple for her own personal collection.
Okay, side note, you're coming back on the show because I have a doll collection. I have like 300 dolls. I have never,
oh my gosh.
I've collected dolls since I was 3 years old with my mom. They're stored in a giant closet in my mom's house. I want you to, but I didn't know there was such a thing as a haunted doll collection. What is a haunted doll collection?
Oh my goodness. Well, I feel like these dolls have spirits, entities, whatever you want to say or call them, attached to these dolls. Each one of them is very unique. They have their names. They have their personalities. I started with one. I have over 30 now. Oh, I will say, some people want to send me some dolls they believe are haunted, and I straight up say, I'm sorry, I don't feel anything with that. I'll be honest about it. Like, I'm not going to lie. Oh, this one's haunted. No, I'm like, I don't really feel anything with this one, but it's cute.
Oh my God. I'm looking for, by the way, while you're talking, I'm looking for my pictures of the dolls because I just want your blink if you think any of mine are haunted, because girl, I would love a haunted doll. I love a doll collection, and the fact you got a haunted one. Do these dolls talk to you? Like, what does a haunted doll do?
Well, I am a psychic medium as well. I will say that a lot of my friends who come over have mixed feelings, even about certain ones. Like, ooh, I love this one. I feel good about it. But this one, I want to stay away from it. This one is in a box for everyone's safety. Her name is Lulu, and I've had lots of horrible incidents. My husband almost wanted me to get her out of the house. So once I put her in the box, she calmed down. She would knock dolls off the shelf and break their faces off. Yeah, so she's secure now and things are easier. But yeah.
No, I believe this because I don't know where it is. I actually think it's down in Florida. There's apparently a haunted doll. And he,
Robert.
Okay, do you know, I have a story where I can't remember what network it was, but the network had reached out to me and they wanted me to start. I totally believe in what you do and there are dark spirits, and they wanted me to interview somebody that was associated with Robert. And I, when I tell you I get off the phone with them, I was too freaked out. Because they were telling me things that happened of people that have owned Robert and been around Robert. And I got off the phone and I actually never emailed them back. I said, I can't.
Oh my goodness.
It's too, I don't play with that dark stuff. I don't know. I didn't want to invite it in because you work with people and you know this. Sometimes you invite that stuff in and you got to like do stuff to get it out. And I'm like, sorry. And they were like, don't worry. It's kind of if you believe, if you don't believe. I'm like, I believe. I don't want Robert or anybody associated with Robert anywhere near me. So it's true.
Right.
It can be very true.
Oh, yes. I'm actually friends with the caretaker of Robert. I'm not sure if you talked to David.
Maybe it was David. I don't see you. Look, somebody that deals in energy work and spirits also knows how to protect their energy, knows how to get that dark energy out. I don't. So maybe it was David. I just thought I don't.
Right. I totally understand. And some dolls you're like, heck no, I'm not trying to be around them. I will be visiting the Annabelle doll at the end of the year. I was invited to Ed and Lorraine's Paracon, and I actually get to visit with her, and that's been a dream of mine forever.
Okay, so see, you know Robert the doll. You're like, you know what? Oh, Robert ain't anything. You're like, I'm all good with Robert. Okay, this is part of my doll.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Girl, I only want to deal in the light, though. I don't. Mm-mm.
Oh, yes. Honestly, that's how I am, too. I try to have mostly light guided. Oh, wow. That's so neat. Are there Barbie dolls in there, too?
Tons. Oh, my God. I got the Spice Girls. I got the 90210 dolls. Oh, my God. It's a lot of Barbies.
I love Barbie, as you can see. Yeah. But, wow. Man, I would. Yeah, it's like I was saying, I try to mostly have calm, collective. I'm not trying to have an Annabelle or a Robert or Peggy the Haunted Doll here, but I don't just collect dolls. I collect haunted objects. I collect these vintage photos, which I feel some have attachments to.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Is the little girl haunted? She's so beautiful. Yeah. What do you think? Oh, I don't know though.
This one, I feel like the little boy sometimes comes around with this photo because it's the last that he has. And I believe it's his father's handwriting on the back, which his connections are too. But I will go around to antique thrift, whatever, and I will touch photos of like, no, I don't really feel anything with this one. I don't feel anything with this one. But sometimes I'll just take them because they're cute. Like, just like so unique, like little postcards.
Oh, wow.
It's just from the White House from 1966. Stuff like that, they hold something, I feel.
Back in the day when you could walk up to the front door of the White House. Now, I don't think so.
No, not going to happen.
So, okay, so this explains the friendship. So you and Tammy sort of meet through an initial reading, and then you all stay friends and you start hanging out. Because Tammy lives in Kentucky, you live in Indiana, so there's obviously a drive for you two to hang out. But it sounds like it goes from like, hey, this is my, you know, my client I'm giving her spiritual readings to, actually we're now just friends in real life.
Yes, like we would be, it started very slow with the reading first, and then the, hey, can you help me with this? Can you answer this for me? And then I would ask her a question. Oh, when's the next episode coming on? And just kind of back and forth. Then it was everyday texting. And then it was like, oh, let's FaceTime. Then we FaceTime. Then we started doing battles on TikTok. This wasn't just out of the blue type thing. And I will say that Tammy does have a spiritual side to her. And she would know. People just don't think she sees it. They're like, oh, she don't see that you're using her. She's a 37-year-old grown woman, and she has a lot of fans, and she would know, like she would just know if I was that person that was trying to use her. I've never asked her for money. Actually, during our girls trip, we split costs. I paid for the hotel. She helped pay for the gas because we had to go to her, because that was another concern. People are like, oh, you're just using her for money. I've never, ever asked her for 1 cent. But I will say she'd give me the shirt off her back, and I'd give her the shirt off my back. I don't care about money. We just had a connection. And something about her is she believes that we might have been twins in a past life. And if you're around us, you would see. I know it sounds silly right now, but I feel like there's a reason why we met. And we help each other, and it's not about fame or clout, because I actually hung out with her a lot of times before, and she was like, please don't post anything because I'm not ready to be seen. So getting to post this time, and she was excited about it, and we did her makeup. I couldn't help but post because she was so excited. Oh my gosh, are you going to post that TikTok tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, but I'm just trying to give it a little break because people are coming after me. But she's so excited. And then people are like, okay, we get it. You're posting her. We get it. And I'm like, if you go on a trip, aren't you excited to share your photos? It made me not want to post.
What is Tammy's level of fame like now? When you do go out, you just went to this girls' trip. Is she constantly being recognized now?
I think there was only one place we went to where she wasn't recognized. There was a good like handful of people everywhere we went that noticed Tammy. It was crazy.
To me, something has happened with them. You know, some of the TLC stars, I think, on other shows, Welcome to Plathville being one, I Love a Mama's Boy. You know, they're on these shows that do have a million viewers, but it doesn't translate in the way that Tammy and Amy have translated. And I mean that in the sense of they've gone from television fame to almost viral fame. So it's like a lot of people that never even tune in to 1,000-Pound Sisters are now obsessed with them, following their journey, commenting on their lives, their dating lives. So it is a level of fame, I think, now that's like next level a little bit for both of them.
Right. And you know what? Even going to see her or hanging out with her those times, it's just something I never thought of or expected, because I almost don't look at her as famous now. Sometimes I almost catch myself, wow, there's a line at Fazoli's coming to see her. Like, I just feel so much like of a family friend relationship. I just don't see that fame, but I do. I mean, I get it, especially after even posting one picture and the next day it's on People magazines and stuff like that. So
everywhere. You've also done things with Amy. So are you as close to Amy as you are to Tammy?
I love Amy. She was very hesitant about me at first. I don't know if it was a hesitation, but she doesn't just jump into friendship like other people. She wants to get to know you. And it's so funny, because when I finally got the chance to be around her, because I knew, I felt it, even us texting and everything before we met, I'm like, I would tell my husband, I don't think Amy likes me. So when I finally got to be around her, she's like, she was so excited to see me. And we instantly got along, and she was like, you know what? I don't like those TikToks that you post. I'm like, I can understand why you don't like that. Like, she's like, I just don't know if I believe that. But she also got some haunted dolls for me, which she loves. And it's so funny, because at the end of that day, she's like, Tammy, give her my number. I said, girl, we've been texting for months. How are you going to forget that I'm texting you? Because she finally felt comfortable with me. And now we text pretty much on a daily basis as well. And she lets me know what's going on in her life. And she asks for advice. I would say I am closer with Tammy because I see her more. But I still love Amy. And on the trip, we FaceTimed her. And I'm like, girl, they're coming after me. And she said, Haley, you're going to have some tough skin, because they get brutal. Just don't read those comments. And it made me feel good that she had my back and she understood.
So Amy is as tough as Tammy, in the sense of, like, Amy also is very used to it. Like, just don't read it.
Ignore
it.
So used to it.
She is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I do think, being a close friend that you are, a lot of people, because Tammy's had all this incredible attention for losing weight, which is well deserved. But people, I think, a little bit too forget, you know, she did just lose her husband, you know, a year or so ago, and went through that so publicly this past season. How is she doing with losing Caleb? I mean, it's a lot to lose a spouse.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he is brought up a lot. We talk about him a lot. I did a reading for her for Caleb. And she's told me some spiritual things that she believes, you know, it was Caleb around her home. She has a ring that has his fingerprints on it, and she has some of his ashes and stuff like that. He's definitely not forgotten. I feel like every day that I'm around her, or here and there, she will text me about him, or we'll just talk about him. But I think that she's getting on her feet better now with the whole situation. Yeah, it hurts her. When you even talk about it, like, it's almost like you just put something over her face. Like, we could be having the best day at Disney or something, and you bring up Caleb, boom. No, she's not in the mood anymore.
Well, so. I was on her live last week, I think, and they were bringing on other people. You know, she was with some friends. And so a woman came on, and, you know, people, I don't think they mean to be so insensitive. But anyhow, the woman came on and was asking her a bunch of questions about, you know, if there was going to be another season and basically the woman said, you know, OK, I know Caleb passed away, but what happened? Anyway, poor Tammy, exactly like what you said, just this expression came on and the screen went blank, and they pretty much ended the live after that. So I just want, you know, I felt in that moment, it's so hard because, I mean, they are so public. People just feel entitled to ask them anything.
They feel like they really know them. Like, they're like, it's so weird. It's like, it's hard to explain. It's almost like they know them so well that they think they're like friends in real life, because I've seen people come up to Tammy and be like, "Oh my gosh, how are you doing? You look so good." And I'm like, "Oh, do you know her?" And she's like, "No, she just knows me." But they really build that relationship with the people on the TV and think that they're real life friends, or like that they know everything that's going on. And it's spooky. It really is.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, you know, with your friendship, I'm sure, have you and your husband thought about how are you going to handle continued rumors? Because they're not going to go away. I mean, people are going to continue to think you two are girlfriends. That's
All right.
so. Have you thought about that? Like how you and your husband are going to take it, or after this week, do you feel like you're going to pull back from the spotlight? How are you feeling?
All I told my husband is, I think we should start doing some more videos together. He doesn't have social media. He doesn't care about stuff like that. But I was like, let's do a TikTok together just so people can see. I'm kind of over the fact that they think I'm with her. It's like, I feel like no matter what I do, they're going to pick apart everything I do. Any picture, any video, anything. Like, oh my gosh, the speck of dirt on the ground. How could you let that be there when Tammy's about to walk on it? They will say anything. So I'm going to just do some videos with my husband and kind of whatever. Like I mentioned to you, which I was happy to get out, is that I am a very lovey-dovey person. Like they say, people like this didn't get it as much when they were a kid. So I'm very touchy-feely, hugs, random hugs, and we're holding hands in a video, and I don't know. I can see where they say it, but I'm kind of like, whatever, you can say it.
Well, the other reason too is there has been stories circulating over the past couple of months that, and I know Tammy has come out as pansexual on the show in the past, but there is a story that she is dating a woman in Kentucky named Andrea. I mean, is that true? Have you met Andrea? Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO.
It's very true. I haven't met Andrea. They're very private. I don't even know what she looks like. I do know that they were texting pretty much the whole trip. I don't think Andrea really liked that we were doing this. She wasn't mad. She was aware that we were having a girls' trip. Girls' trips are so normal to me because I go on them with my friend Paola. But I feel like Andrea thought it was weird. And I do want to actually say something. This might be a little spoiler, but I don't feel like Tammy would be mad if I said it. Tammy goes by gay now and not by pansexual.
Okay,
But
yeah.
no one really knows that. So I mean, I feel like that's something she's proud to be, so I don't feel like it's a secret. But I'm like, oh, so you're just straight gay? And she's like, yep. Like, okay. But yeah, I don't know how Andrea feels about me. Especially since rumors are going around that I'm with her, with Tammy. I told her, I said, I will talk to her on the phone. I said, me and Paola are two grown married women. And even Paola, I mean, Tammy was like, I love you guys, but I do not look at you like that. I'm like, exactly. But yeah, there was a little bit of arguing between them during that trip.
Well, look, it's you got to be, first of all, you have to be strong as a friend because you are now dealing with two people that two sisters that are so famous, people have so much interest in. Then if
Oh, yes.
you're dating Tammy or Amy, my God, you've got to be secure in who you are because no matter, there's going to constantly be rumors of infidelity, cheating. I mean, it's going to go on and on. That's just every couple that is in the spotlight
Oh,
faces
yeah.
all that. So I'm sure for Andrea, if she's not used to the public light, it can get murky as to what to believe, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would totally get it, honestly. But that's why I kept saying, you know what? If you want to FaceTime her, if you want to call her, she was on like a business trip in Ohio. I invited her. I was like, she can come too. I don't care. But she couldn't because they're working. But I was like, I will talk to her on the phone. I'll clear things up. I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. This is just supposed to be a fun trip. But so quickly, that fun trip turned into like drama and chaos. Just because of even posting one picture. Like, I can remember posting that first picture, and the first comment I get is, why is Tammy not in front of you? And that irks me. I need to just talk about that. Why does it matter if she's in front? Does her being in front mean she's superior to me? Because when I'm with her, we feel equal. I don't know why it mattered if she was standing behind me on the corner right in front of me. Why does that matter? I was the one taking the picture. I don't know. That
I mean, I'm clueless too.
comment.
I have no idea why I don't even.
Why is she behind you? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh yeah, what the hell does that mean? But you guys are going to be, I mean, the toenail polish you put on is going to be scrutinized. So, you
For
know,
real.
yeah, that's, and you know, I did love this compliment about you. People were comparing you, and I wondered if you get this often, to Brittany Broski.
My
The do
God.
you get that all the time? People were like, the way I
Yes.
had to do a double take that was Britney. So you get that.
I get it often, not in person, but definitely in social media. Oh my gosh.
I loved
I mean,
it.
I can kind of see it.
I loved it. I thought, I'm like, you girls do kind of look alike. And people were like, oh, is Tammy with Britney Broski? That'd be so great. Anyhow, okay, so you liked that compliment. I like that one.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That one was good. What about, can you tell us a little bit more about you, what you do? Because I want people to book you. I know you said you're sort of overwhelmed, so I don't know what business
Right.
you want and what you're kind of pulling back on, but you are a paranormal investigator. I'm obsessed. I need to hear stories of what you've
Oh,
investigated.
yes.
You're a psychic medium. You also do birthday parties as this amazing princess. You'll come as the Disney princesses, which I love. So where is your focus?
All over the place. I didn't want one thing in my life. I know a lot of people focus, okay, I'm just a paranormal investigator. The reason why I am a paranormal princess is because I am spooky and cute. I have my own company called Royal Wishes where I play all princesses or Barbie, man, the Sanderson sisters, you name it. So that's where the princess part came in. And then the paranormal, my whole life, seriously, my whole life from when I was in a crib, I saw two police officers standing above me. I tell the story a lot because it's my first paranormal experience. I was in my crib. There were two police officers in very old uniforms, 1920s police uniforms, and I knew I was like aware. And they were looking down at me and they were laughing at me. And I don't know why, but it was the most terrifying thing. And then growing up, I would be like thinking I was following my mom down into the basement and it would go right through the door. So I was following something to the basement and it was a spirit trying to lead me to the downstairs. Paranormal my whole life. And I always grew up saying to telling people I was going to be a princess. So, you know, I had to do that too. So I can see where me doing so much in my life will make people think I'm trying to get more attention in other ways. But that's always been me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I flip my camera?
Yeah.
Is there a way to flip it? It's messy, okay?
Yeah.
Here's some princess costumes I'm reorganizing, and these are all wigs up here.
I love it. Wow.
We got some Anna wig and Barbie wig and a whole lashes stand. I got a lot of comments on the way I dress, the way I look.
What people have a problem with that? What'd they say about that?
They said I'm attracting the wrong attention from men, which, first of all, I'm not trying to do. I dress for myself. They said I look like a giant kindergartner. You know what? I wanted things growing up that we couldn't afford. Obviously, I have braces because we couldn't afford braces. I wear pretty dresses because I couldn't afford pretty dresses. I dress for myself, for fun, and it's the serotonin, right? Like, you dress to feel good. But I ask the question a lot. If I was just someone in a sweatshirt and jeans, no makeup, and barely a social media following, would people attack me and call me a clout chaser like they are? I feel like it is 100% of the way I look as to why they are thinking or calling me a user, clout chaser, fraud, whatever they want to call me. 100% the way I look. I've lost jobs because of the way I look. Teaching jobs. They said I look too pretty. I look too...
Wait,
I'm a distraction.
Do you think it's looks over? I also read this comment a lot. Do you think it's looks or is it the paranormal, the psychic? That is where I saw you get so attacked, where people said, well, paranormal, psychic, that's a red flag. So do you think, because I don't know, I think you're cute. I think a lot of people dress, you know, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
I love women like you that do their makeup so well. And I'm like, God, I wish I had the time to do that. I wish I did that every day. I look so good if I had, my lashes on and popping. But I think it's more, or do you think it's a combo? But I think it's when people, you know, people are very skeptical of the paranormal, of the psychic.
Right. That's very hard, like, a little thing that I'm in with the paranormal world, that's a very hard place to be in because of all the skeptics. So, yeah, that is definitely their red flag, I guess.
Well, and unfortunately, like every industry, right? But your industry, I think, over the years, psychics have been charged with taking money from older people, you know, from scamming. So, you know, you're in an industry, you're also fighting that, you know? So it's hard, you know, because I think it's, but it's your life. You feel it. So if you feel it's more about your looks, it's more about your looks. But I think I read at least that people are like, this is such a red flag for Tammy. She's a paranormal princess. She's a paranormal investigator.
It just aggravates me. That's why I'm so happy I'm on here to speak my mind, because I feel like I was sitting there getting bashed constantly. Like I felt like I was in a dark room by myself and people were coming in with bats and hitting me. Like, if you only knew who I am, and this sounds stupid, like, if you only knew the girl you're bashing is taking care of her elderly mother who is bedridden every day. Like, I clean her home. I make her food. That's all I do is take care of my mom. And I also dress up for kids in hospitals that are dying. And I do so many kind things. If only they knew that side of me. I even got a message on my Facebook the other day, and they're like, Haley, coming from someone who knows you and loves you, if only they could see that Haley from 2020 dressing up as Cinderella and going to the nursing homes and waving at the elderly from the windows and dancing with them through the windows, or dressing like Tinkerbell. Sorry, I'm stuttering because I'm so emotional. This has been so hard. Dressing like Tinkerbell during COVID and going around the neighborhoods and sprinkling pixie dust. I feel like I'm such a good person, and I always talk bad about myself. So it's time I say something nice. I am a good person. I would do anything for anybody. It is so hard that people think this of me, and I'm trying not to be like, why I don't care, but I do. It hurts me so bad that they just think so badly of me. They took one look at me and they're like, huh, paranormal princess. She has a lot of followers. And now she's just using Tammy because she wants to be more famous. I would love her if she was nothing, like no fame, no nothing. Like, if I just met her, you know, at the store, and we became friends. I'd love her no matter what. So there's me just being a baby about it because it's so, I've been, it
No,
has been so hard.
it's hard. Give yourself credit. It's very, very hard. I mean,
It is.
and it's all new to you. And Tammy and Amy have had it for 5 years. They've had a lot of practice. You're just coming into this, and I think it's great. You talked about all the amazing things you do, and we all have a story of difficult things that are happening in our lives, like what you said with your mother. I mean, your mother, what you're doing for her is so noble, So give yourself a
I
lot of
never tell
credit.
anybody that.
I'm glad you said that and keep saying it. And I hope you're also prepared for just knowing who you are, because no matter how many people you tell that and you know who you are, they're going to be those people no matter what. They're going to say,
No matter
you're a
what.
grifter, you're doing this to Tammy. It's really about you, Tammy, your mom, what you do in your community, and working on just not giving a rip, but it's hard.
So, yes, I have been getting better the last couple days. There's so many. We took so many pictures by the pool because they're so fun. Like, we have so many things, and I'm just scared to post them. Like, they almost bully me so to the point where I feel like I can't share anything. Like, I shared something the other day, and someone said, "We get
Oh, they're going to have all kinds of. That's the thing. That's right. Right? About the picture. I tried to say to people, which they could care less, but I tried to say to people, look at Tammy as an example. Y'all 2 years ago bullied her. You thought she was going to die. You thought she was lazy, all this stuff. Here she is. We're seeing collarbone. We're seeing her, so happy and healthy. And now y'all are like, she's so thin. That skin removal is going to be awful. It's like you can't win. You're the same way. No
Right.
matter if you post too many, if you stop posting, people are going to say, well, they're not friends anymore. See, we were right. So, no matter, you
Right.
might as well do what you and Tammy want. But it sounds like Tammy has a good at, it sounds like Tammy is like, I don't give a shit. I'm
She
going to
really
post them.
is.
Good.
She is. She's so good about it. And I just want to be, I just kind of want to announce, like, on my own end, the clout chaser is the number one comment I'm seeing. I cheered for the Pacers for 2 years. I've been on many multiple magazines. I've done two movies, and I own my own princess companies.
Wow.
There is just so much that I do that was way before Tammy, and I was getting clout for what I would do, my paranormal. Like, I would investigate with high-end paranormal people like Patty Negri. I'm part of this ghost hunters group called the Ghost Hunter Girls, and we're going to be investigating. Where is that? Oh, it's spooky. It's a the Silent Hill House or something like that, like the real version of from the movie. I do so much, and I don't think that Tammy really would have an interest in. Not that she's clout chasing, but she thought I was interesting. She thought I had things going for me. She's like, wow, this girl's fun. She does all this. And I have an announcement. I invited Tammy to be someone in my company, Royal Wishes. She's going to be offering royal messages with an autographed picture, and she's going to dress up like a princess, and she's just going to give shout outs and then autographs. And she was like, Haley, can you reach out to the guy that you're doing the company for? I'm like, just text me. I'm the guy. That's my company. You can be in my company. She kept saying, text this person. I'm like, who? She didn't know it was mine. I'm like, girl, you can be in it. And little do people know that she's asking me to do these things. They think I'm like, ooh, give me fame, fame, fame. It's her ideas. And I go with the flow because I want her to be comfortable because she is on a bigger status than me, and I'm not trying for people to come after us like they already are.
Oh,
But she knew
well,
this would happen.
yeah,
But
absolutely. What do you say about, this is the thing I think is going to be very fascinating with Tammy's career. She signed a modeling contract. So she's going to be doing, and I actually see Tammy really taking off in the modeling world. I do, because there's just so much interest around her. How does she feel about that? Is she, because she said that on her live last week when I was on, that she, initially I think she had a modeling agent. It didn't work out. She's now signed with this new agency. She's going to be working with your company. What kind of modeling does she want to do? Does she know?
well, the thing is, she was not interested in modeling at all until I told her to go for it. I'm like, girl, get out there. I'm not trying to take all credit, but she needed a push. She was still pretty insecure. I gave her that push and she's like, okay, I'm doing good. You know, we took lots of pictures at the park. She actually told me that she just sent in something that she signed. I don't know if she's actually signed with a company yet, but she's pushing towards to get signed with someone. Modeling is something she's very interested in, and it's more about people giving inspiration to people who are trying to lose weight, showing that you can. And even though her body's not where she wants it to be exactly now, she wants to be able to look back on these pictures and be like, wow, now look at me now. And I was still badass and I still did it. Because she said, will you please do my makeup and my hair? So I did it. And she wanted to go to the park and practice modeling. And she was asking for tips and tricks. And I gave her all I know because I also model. Add that to my list of what I do. So she's very ready to get out there. Like she's like, we woke up, she's like, do my makeup. It was like 6:30. I'm like, okay, I
I
got
need a
you. I
cup
did
of
her
coffee.
hair.
Yeah.
Right. She was ready to go. I was tired.
So, when do you see her modeling? Because I don't know, how tall is Tammy in real life?
My gosh, she's like short. I think she's shorter than me. I'm 5'5". I think she's a little shorter than me. I feel like this will not be like, you know, super skinny type modeling. I think this is just kind of in the world we are right now, they're starting to post you are who you are photos. They're coming out with like chunkier women in lingerie. And I feel like that's where she's at. She doesn't care to do this and that. She's just going to show off herself. And whatever she can land in, she can land in. I feel like that's she's going with the flow, basically.
Yes. A couple of last questions for you. Tell us about paranormal investigating. What is the most unique? It is what it says it is, right? You ghost hunt,
Oh,
essentially. You're investigating.
yes, I'm.
Okay, what is the most unique case you've ever covered?
My goodness, there are so many. Okay, I got one. Okay, the Cecil Hotel.
Yes, in Los Angeles, where I live.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Girl,
It's crazy.
invite
I
me
don't even.
over
Oh, you
Los
come over anytime.
Angeles.
Come to LA. I want to know all the ghost places. That place, I'm like, I don't want to stay
I
there.
love, oh my gosh, yes. Well, I love LA. That's beside the point. I'm there all the time, as much as I can get there. Basically, I was with my friend Patty Negri, who's on Ghost Adventures. Me and her are really close. Let's hear the clout chasers say that. Patty reached out to me because I had a lot of followers and she wanted to practice her TikToks. So we were not able to get into the Cecil. But even just with that, there was a male spirit trying to pull me into that Cecil Hotel. He made me very aggressive to the security guards, and I've never liked that. I started getting angry. They're like, you cannot come in. Even though Patty was just in there the other day and left some of her investigation tools, she's like, I have proof. Look, I'm by the elevator. I'm in there. She kept trying to show him. And I got so mean and I was like aggressive. And I feel like it was that man spirit trying to pull me in. And you hear all those stories like those spirits there are aggressive. They make you do the weirdest, strangest things. I mean, push people out of the building and with Elisa Lam going in the elevator. All these stories. Well, the weird part is finally when we tried to leave, we were going to the airport. Patty was going to drop me and my friend Paola off. The directions changed on her GPS and took us straight back to the Cecil Hotel. And for some reason, we just walked back up there like nothing happened. Like we just didn't talk to them. Something seriously was dragging us in there. And then when we were trying to walk, we heard this scream, like this scream out of the building. And we looked at each other and we were freaking out and nobody else heard it. And then it was nighttime when this happened. We were going further back taking videos. I saw someone waving in the window, and that building is not allowed of anyone in it. There was no one in the building, but there was something up there waving at me, and I feel like it was that man. I know.
What do you think it is? For people that don't know, there's a documentary about the Cecil Hotel that's on Netflix that was wildly popular, I'm going to say 4 years ago. I
Oh,
think,
yeah.
I don't know how many people have died there, two, three. And Lisa Lam was the most famous young woman, really nothing wrong, but she ends up going up on the roof and falling into their like heating vat or something. I mean, it's
Right,
just,
right, right. Well,
did she, I mean, did she, nobody knows. Did she jump in? Was she pushed? Did she? I mean, I don't think, I don't know. Is it spiritual? Who knows? But she passed away there. There's been a couple others.
There's been a lot more than you know. So many deaths there. Do you remember Richard Ramirez, like the Night Walker with the hand? That he had the thing on his hand with dark hair, and he said, all hail the, you know what, when he was sentenced to court. Like, he is a huge serial killer. He would go murder people and then come back there, sleep, take a nap, go to good night. He had a room there. Go out, murder a girl, go back to his room there. There was so much evil in that room. When my friend Patty was investigating in there, she felt like jumping out the window. Zach Beggins and the Ghost Adventures had to stop her. And I know from my psychic medium experience, and I, you know what? I know a lot of people don't believe in psychics. It is what it is. You believe, you don't. I don't care. I won't hate you anyway, you know? But I believe Elisa Lam was guided
Lisa.
to her death. Like, I felt like someone put a sheet over her head, made her brain shut off, and had her walk to the top of the stair, had her walk up there, and she got in willingly and she died. Like, it was all willingly. I don't see any force. I just see someone just guiding her. And she was almost silly in her last moments, peeking around the corner in the elevator, getting out, getting in, like she was playing a game with somebody. I believe there was a spirit with her. She was playing with him, and he guided her up there, and she died. I even was at this paranormal convention where they had the whole Cecil sign in the room, and you could go take pictures with it. And I touched it and immediately saw her. And yeah, I always think about her when I think about that there, but there were so many deaths. I can't even count. There was no way. It was like definitely over 10 or more. It was the suicide spot. That's what they call it, where the people would just jump out the windows and kill themselves. This
And
woman who had a baby, she didn't want the baby. She said bye.
I don't know what they're doing with it now. Are they tearing it down?
No, they're supposed to be using it for like a
Home.
homeless
I
shelter,
know, which is like
but
the worst idea. I feel like, oh my God, people with
no,
schizophrenia,
it's the worst.
they have met, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like anything that's spiritually off, why would you put somebody that already mentally, right, has a
Right, that's
chemical
exactly my
imbalance,
thing. I
right?
would love for all of them to have homes and everything, but please not there, because I feel like there's going to be,
Chaos.
I can't even tell you. It's going to be bad. I already know it's going to be bad.
Yes, I agree. Like I said, I just always believe there is good and evil. However you categorize it, right? Like a lot of people don't believe in paranormal, right? But you believe. But if they're very spiritual by the Bible, you know, there's always these forces at work, whatever you want to call them, right, or categorize them. But there are just some places, I think, and some objects, and like Robert the Doll, for some of us, weird things happen. And you just have to kind of acknowledge that. And to me, I don't know, I wish they would tear it down, get a bunch of you Ghostbusters and sage it, and then like let somebody
I would love that. It
build
is
up
very,
different
it's a
buildings.
portal.
It's a portal. Leave it as a park. I don't know, let dogs pee there or something. Let there be.
For real, I agree. I totally, even like looking at it from far away, like you're on around Skid Row and you just,
It's
I
kind of
had men come
weird.
up to me, don't get close to it, don't get close. I'm like, what are you talking about? Get away from me. Like, it was so scary. But oh my gosh, I've had so many paranormal investigations. I was locked down in this building all by myself on this episode called Scared and Alone. And basically, it's a podcast. I had my phone and the people in the podcast, and I was locked in that building alone, shut. And it was basically an insane asylum for men, a men's side and a woman's side. And it was one of the most terrifying things ever, because my friend Patty, who's mega psychic, mega energy filled, everything, she saw a little boy grabbing on my leg during the podcast. She's like, I don't want to say it and scare her, but there's a little boy attached to her leg. I tend to attract the spirits of little kids.
Yeah, you have a child like, you know, I mean, you are that
Right.
and you have that princess look, so of course children are brought to you.
Oh, yeah. And I'm okay with that. Absolutely. I'd rather it be them than something
Yeah,
else.
they have much more clean spirits for the most part.
Right.
They're very pure, you know. They're just very
Curious
yeah,
and
very
want to
open.
play. And I brought haunted dolls to my, I feel like I like to bring investigation tools. And haunted dolls are one of my favorite things to bring. You never, you know, there's so much energy surrounding one, and they bring it out in the building or wherever I am. So it's a very magical, magical thing. Man, I just wish I could just sit and tell you list by list. I need to like read all of where I've been. One last thing I can say is I did
Yeah.
have an interaction with Marilyn Monroe. And I know people won't believe it, but I know I did. I know I did. I was right outside her house, the one she died in. I was talking about her. We were doing videos. And I felt someone just come up and twirl my hair, push it behind my ear, touch my face. In the softest manner. It was her. I know it was 100%. I was replicating where she stood. I was pretty sure I'm wearing my white dress she wore. And she resides at that residence still. That was her very own, her first own house. That was hers.
That's
And
the
she's there
one.
with her dog.
That's the one out here in California, right? In Brentwood, California. You went to that one that they saved, right?
Yes.
They saved, yeah.
Yeah, it was close call. And oh my gosh. They would have a war if they took that down.
We heard it from you. Oh my gosh. Haley Michelle, thank you for coming on here and speaking your truth. Are
course.
where do you want people to book you for new business, or what would, are you taking
Just come.
inquiries?
Right. I mostly hang out on my Instagram account. Nice messages only, please. I do check my DM as much as I can. And I would I Even if I can't come to you to do a princess event, if you're far away, I offer video messages as characters. And of course, my TikTok channel. That's where I love to post all my fun, spooky paranormal content.
That's why you're going to get it. You know that you're going to get a lot of heat because of the paranormal. The Marilyn
Oh,
Monroe,
yes.
that's why people are going to, they're going to say, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. That's why.
Oh, yeah. But they weren't there to experience it. So. They can eat
One
it.
last
I
good
just had to
attitude. That's the
throw
attitude you have to have, truly. One last thing in the comments. People said that Tammy's in her Ozempic era. You've known her for several years. Is Tammy taking Ozempic?
Not that I'm aware of. She did not take anything while we were there at all. I'm trying to even think. No, I've never seen her do that. And if I would definitely see it because we spent like 3 4 days together, spending the night in the same room, I would have seen her do it. So no, I don't believe so. I feel like she would have told me in anyway, but
Yeah. Well, look, continued success to you. Paranormal Princess on TikTok. Follow her. She has an amazing TikTok. It's great. Thank you for saying your truth, you know? And I
yeah.
hope you just continue to, you know, ignore the haters, take Tammy's advice, put your stuff out there that you want. Please come back. We'll do a whole thing on dolls and paranormal investigation. I
Yes.
wanna.
And thank you for giving me the chance I needed to get things off my chest after everything that's been going on.
Absolutely. All right, Haley Michelle, we love you. Continued success.
Thank you.
You got it.